April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Brian Sizek was an English writing student at Northern Michigan University and also involved with Passages North and the Ore Ink Review.
This poem is called Dodge County, and it's forthcoming from the spring issue of Harper Palette. My mother told me she spat buckshot out of rabbits her father killed in the woods of Wisconsin. She used to wrestle with her brothers for the last piece of stew meat. They stuffed their socks in her mouth and pinched her when she cried. Her dad taught her to husk her voice, to knock arrows in the brush, told her God provides, and the smack of lips against freshly cooked limbs was prayer enough. When she shot her first deer, she bent on both knees and chewed thanks on her bottom lip. It was all she could do to keep from crying as she watched the blood stream from the doe's swollen belly. This next poem is called In Defense of Beige. Shade of cedar planks, latte foam dissolved in slow-drip coffee, first inch of the horizon when the sun has slunk behind Illinois cornfields in February, or before it peers over the hump of a hill just south of Toledo. Color of Patti Smith's tongue. Some call you drab, uninspired, the shade of a packed Boeing's belly. But to me, you are sidewalks worn by rain and stride, my skin after the 6 months of Midwestern winter. You are oatmeal and honeycomb, the sleeping grenade of a wasp's nest. You are the rope that snares stallions, the dust I brush from their tails, the clay I chisel from clefts in their hooves. And this last poem was published in a recent issue of Indiana Review Online. It's called Magnitude 7.1. The fissures that web the forest wrinkle the land, age it like time ages us. We try to find the path to the clearing, to spot the gum-covered oak or dollops of phlox. We search for our old treehouse, for smashed beer cans, search for arrows sunk in fallen trees. We want something we recognize, want the land we tried to map, that we tripped over, that we sang to. We know our wants are stupid. The earth won't let us own it. We never own anything, really.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Ahlstrom. Thanks for listening.